We acknowledge we are standing on land for our brothers and sisters in the First Nation and Aboriginal people. We are standing on occupied land by the same settlers, you know, the European ones, French and English, who came and who brought unbearable injuries and suffering to the First Nation of this land. We acknowledge this land is their land. Brother Ken, take it.
Brothers and sisters, Canadians should be proud of the fact that it was a Canadian, General Andrew McNaughton, who sat as President of the Security Council on December 22, 1949, and introduced the resolution in which that authorized a referendum among the people of Kashmir to determine their political future. That was the right and democratic thing to do. Regrettably today, the Trudeau government of Canada simply cannot do the right and democratic thing. The best that Chrystia Freeland, Canada's foreign minister, could do was to express concern over the infringement of Kashmiri's human rights and the risks of military escalation caused by India's de facto annexation of Jammu and Kashmir in violation of the international law that was created by General McNaughton's resolution 70 years ago. She did not have even one word to say about international law. She did not.
Shame.
She did not have even one word to say about the right of the Kashmiri people to self-determination. Of course, this is the same Trudeau government that supports the U.S. for regime change in Venezuela, in Nicaragua, in Syria, in Iran, and North Korea. Truly, the Canadian government has completely lost its bearings on international law and respect for democracy. I say shame on Trudeau, shame on Freeland. Shame on Trudeau, shame on Freeland. I was much more impressed by the August 6th statement of MP Guy Caron, the foreign policy critic for the New Democratic Party, who said the NDP was troubled, quote, by the government of Indian Prime Minister Modi that recently took steps to revoke Section 370 of the Indian Constitution, which granted Kashmir a considerable autonomy, and moved to arrest top Kashmiri political leaders, deploy thousands of troops, and impose a shutdown of telephone and internet services and restrict peaceful assembly. Caron added, and I quote, "We must always have a foreign policy in Canada that is based on human rights and international law, not one that pays lip service to a, quote, rules-based international order without actually standing up for the rules." This talk of political parties reminds me that in 2 weeks, the writ will be dropped for a federal election. I strongly urge you, brothers and sisters here today, to take full advantage of that process to insert your voices into the debate. I recommend a mailing to every single candidate in every single riding, requesting a response to the basic issue of the right of the self-determination of the people of Kashmir. The results of that survey could be published in newspapers or on social media. At your front door, you should confront the candidates over the Trudeau government's failure to take action on this issue by not summoning the Indian ambassador for an accounting, by not recalling Canada's ambassador to India, by not introducing or not supporting a fresh resolution at the UN.
Shame!
It is shameful indeed. You may ask, why is it that the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, which I represent, is interested in this faraway issue of Kashmir? Well, besides the Modi's flagrant violation of international law, there is the growing danger of war. India and Pakistan have waged three wars over Jammu and Kashmir in the past 72 years, in which over 25,000 soldiers have been killed and countless numbers of ordinary civilians have also perished. Today, India has nuclear-armed submarines, aircraft, and missiles. Pakistan has already given control over tactical nuclear weapons to battlefield generals. The Bulletin of Nuclear Scientists, which last year moved the doomsday clock to 2 minutes until midnight, estimates that in a military clash in which only 10 to 20 nuclear weapons of various sizes are exploded, enough radioactive dust and fallout would be created to cause a nuclear winter for 4 or 5 years, which would virtually wipe out human civilization. And in this context, I wish to point out that the Trudeau government, as a member of NATO, voted against the 2017 UN Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons.
Shame.
Again, shameful by the Canadian government. Today, let us instead take the peaceful, legal, and democratic option. Let's raise our voices once again for the self-determination of the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Please join with me in this chant. From Kashmir to Palestine, occupation is a crime. From Kashmir to Palestine, occupation is a crime. From Kashmir to Palestine, occupation is a crime. Thank you very much for your kind attention.